I had a feeling, and let me remember, almost say it. It was more about where are we, how it felt like it was a political thing. It felt like everything's, if I say everything's shit right now, felt like we're going towards a fairly centralized world economically and therefore in terms of power. I mean, it's like as if left and right no longer makes sense. And there's nothing to do about it. You know, that's it. It's, you know. So, granted that we're living in, and I don't just mean, I'm not a Marxist, so I don't mean, you know, I don't think that the ground is economic. But, you know, there are various grounds, and one is economic, sort of shifting Marxist. Granted that things aren't going to change, right? I mean, the economic power is going to get more and more centralized. That's it. Nothing's going to change anything. How can I and my friends live in this world and be happy? Right, and I think I set the problem up, it set itself up, because I didn't, so I don't, like, have an idea of books till I'm in the middle of writing them. But I think the problem in that book set itself up dialectically. Like, here's the Oedipal, you know, I picked kind of the Oedipal myth, you know, why? You know, sorry, I'm being ironic about myself. I sort of picked, you know, like, as the beginning, all right, you know, this is we're in the Oedipally defined society. You know, so I use Sade and Freud as my main appropriated texts. Then I picked what I thought would be the antithesis, which would, you know, other, you know, non-white, whatever. I picked Jean Genet and a lot of, I was fascinated with the early first part of the revolution in Haiti, that first revolution where Macandal was the leader. So I used that as a text. And then the synthesis, because at the end of that, in my book, the CIA comes in, and they actually did. I mean, I took, that was all factual, the stuff I took. But to me, it was also, I don't know what the word, I don't like the word symbolic, but it signified that that's what always is. You don't run away. You know, I went through the hippie stuff. You know, I've sort of, my generation came in right at the tail end of hippies. And it always seemed to me you don't run away from things. You don't leave the world. You live in whatever world you're living in, and you deal with that world. So, you know, which comes back to the original problem, so that, you know, where the book would end would be that thing. Well, okay, you know, we're not going anywhere else. How do we deal with this world now and find some way of, you know, having decent lives? So, yeah, that's what was very much. So that Hannah Arendt quotation that starts the beginning of the last section about being powerless, you know, which is partly the reason for that title, Empire, the Senseless. Yeah, that was definitely the problem for me.
What was the quote?
Oh, dumb memory. It's something about being you know, those who are powerless. It's from Men in Hard Times, which is like one of my favorite books.
We have, it's probably a copy of the box right next to you.
Oh. Well, it's the end, it's the third here. But the blazing will to live anew, and the struggle of these people to realize themselves in the world of modern times, whose sin is to have been made without them. That is, the times were made without the people. The people are powerless. They didn't have control over their own society. Her syntax is a little funny in that one. But.